That one didn't work, but I know. That didn't work last week.
Streaming in this realm and beyond, you're listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio with your hosts, Peter Leonard, Rich Nicodem, and Dr. David DeProspero.
Phone lines are now open. In North America, call 03-1-888-429-5471. International callers, please dial area code 530-763-1594.
And welcome to Paranormal Investigator Radio. I am one of your hosts.
Have questions.
And there is where we're supposed to do that. That's just great. I like that. I'm Steve Roscoe. And stop it now. And we have
guest on our show.
And then, you know, I'm not, no. Tonight we have a special treat for everybody. Not only do we have a full house, but we have sitting here with us a rare treat, the original three that started this show. Peter Leonard, Dr. Dave, and Rich Nicodem.
All here at the same time. That's crazy.
I know, it's a miracle.
Yeah. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. It's the Holy Trinity of Paranormal Investigation.
Thank you for joining us for this episode.
He no longer runs the board. He's fired.
We've got like 9 people here.
We really do. It's
7.
We haven't had this many people here.
I haven't been here since what? August?
Yeah.
Oh, September?
It's
been a while.
Yeah, you're just like a ghost town in here. No pun intended.
It was bad. It was really bad.
So what's new, everybody?
How are you?
My underwear.
Ooh.
Oh, so you got underwear for Christmas, didn't you?
No, I'm finally wearing some.
Oh.
Hey,
oh. Oh, hey. That's
you didn't smell it, didn't you?
No.
So if there, anybody want to call in, call in.
Why would they want to call in?
Talk about something to the underwear.
This is just calling.
I would like to say that my microphone does not work down here at this end of the table.
It does. I hear you.
This microphone picks up everything.
That's a massive microphone.
That one's just really sensitive.
Because I can hear it when you tap it.
I
can hear it. There you go.
It's just the microphone's
broken.
It works.
Holy cow.
Ivy Gore, the microphone has been risen from the dead.
You have to yell.
Hallelujah.
We've witnessed a Christmas miracle.
Hallelujah.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Okay, so.
Are now open. In North America, call 1-888-429-5471. International callers. Please dial area code 530-763-1594.
And that
Excuse
was
me.
Live on the air.
Yeah.
Was it Korean Jesus?
All right, gentlemen.
It was a Perillo, but we're not going to tell you which one.
We know who's here. Please introduce the rest of you.
What?
I'm Larry O'Grady.
I'm Mike Perillo.
I'm Jonathan Perillo.
I'm late for dinner.
I think we already.
We've already established who we are.
I should stop fooling around.
You were too busy doing the introduction 6 times in a row.
Yeah, we have two of the original three over here: Dr. David Desperado and Rich Nicodem.
Yeah,
Dr. Desperado. Why won't he come?
So, for you people out there, does somebody around the table want to tell them who Rome Investigators of the Paranormal is?
I don't
want
to.
We do stuff.
Is?
We do stuff.
We stuff.
We are investigators of the paranormal located in Rome,
New York.
All right, I'm sick of the ghost stuff. Let's talk about religion tonight. That seems to get everybody's dander up.
That just makes people angry and worked up.
Yeah, but we got Father Bonaducci here tonight.
Bonaducci.
Bonaducci.
I spent all semester slamming philosophy in my head. I'm on break. The last thing I want to talk about is more.
Now you can regurgitate it outward.
Yes.
I'll regurgitate something.
Did you actually learn anything? This shows you actually.
I learned the essence of being. In a metaphysics class.
I don't even understand that.
You don't have to. It's metaphysics.
You took a metaphysics class.
So
metaphysics.
That's cool.
I do.
Interesting. It was tough, though.
Let's see.
Because
it's metaphysics.
Farmer demands compensation
and
from aliens for a crop circle.
The what?
They're killing me.
A farmer in the Czech Republic on June 28th, he's complaining he wants compensation from aliens who left a crop circle 6,000 square meters. He wants compensation. He doesn't care.
Who did he
file
that complaint with?
Yeah, like he's not.
The police. And the police are like, I don't know what you want us to do about it. Like, what do you want?
Well, I read that in, I believe, England, you can actually buy abduction insurance.
Really?
Yeah, there's an insurance company because actually England
Lloyd's of London.
They have insurances that actually insure all sorts of things. Like you can get like insurance against damage caused by paranormal entities.
Wasn't Marilyn Monroe's legs or something like that insured?
Well, you insure things like that.
Marilyn Monroe's legs.
Yeah, thoroughbred horses. You insure their
same thing.
Woohoo! So they can breathe.
31% of Britain claims to have had an unexplainable or paranormal experience. 31%.
Yeah, but to the people in the UK, the paranormal isn't the paranormal. It's just...
It's the wee folk.
It's the way that
they
live. It's their, they are not tenants in their homes. They are... I can't think of the word.
Yeah, but you can live in harmony with Earth spirits, but an alien's still a freaking alien.
I beg to differ. Have you ever run into an ice pump, Wadji?
I've never been anal probed by a leprechaun either.
Well, let's not gloss over this crop circle thing. I mean, I have a neighbor whose dog left me a crop circle. I want compensation myself.
So he specifically, like, he wasn't just like, hey, somebody owes me for this. He's like, those aliens.
Those aliens,
aliens
are going to compensate me for the damage they did on my crop.
Do they have that problem there, too? They come across the border from Russia?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the alien's compensation is just one extra probing.
Yeah, that's it.
With an extra large probe.
Or if you go to Burger King, you could get Santa's probe. Now, when you say Britons, do you mean ONS or ANS?
Man, I didn't say it. It just said 31%.
ANS. Modern ones.
The king of the Britons.
Nobody pulled the sword from the stone yet.
I'm Arthur.
The Britons.
He who pulls forth his sword from the stone shall be forever claimed king of all the women.
I don't have any coconuts to bang while you walk.
Should I just keep saying things
anyway.
Like that?
Yeah. It's all on you tonight, Larry.
This is our end of the year show.
Unless somebody wants to call and actually talk about something.
I would love for someone to call.
You want to give them the
until
number?
Then, you're going to have to listen to my voice.
And Happy New Year to all, by the way.
Yes. Are you going to play the number?
Oh, I didn't know you wanted it for real. Okay.
If you have questions, news, requests, new technology you would like us to review, team updates, event updates, or if you would like to be a guest on our show,
or if you'd like to come to craft
service, submit at paranormalinvestigatorradio.com.
That didn't give a phone number, did it?
Damn it.
It's probably the one labeled call in.
Yeah.
Phone lines are now open. In North America, call toll free 1-888-429-5471. International callers, please dial area code 530-763-1594.
So, apparently a tour bus drove straight into Area 51.
Oh.
And the guy driving had no idea. He's driving a tour bus.
So
he should know the area.
So obviously he didn't know where he was going anyway.
Down the road that dead ends into Area 51.
He missed. He passed by the warning signs. Lethal force. You know, we're gonna kill you if you pass by here. He just kept going and going, and it's all on videotape apparently from like the actual camera inside the tour bus. These guys pulled him over, made him get out of the van, made him get out of the tour bus. And it was a huge, huge fiasco for that, for these people. But there was it was like 30 people on this tour bus.
Those people got more than what they paid for in
yeah,
the trip.
Yeah, yeah.
And that anal probing wasn't by aliens.
That was by
Area 51's.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And that's all I have for that, because it's exactly what it sounds like. It's just
You want me to tell you an Area 51 story? Or
yes.
One? My cousin there, she was a helicopter pilot in Desert Storm. After the service, she was actually prisoner of war and so on. She went into flying small commercial airlines. So,
wait, after the service, she was
after
prisoner of war?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm like, that's like a weird career choice.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, everybody wants to be one. For the holidays, you get those stripes. I forgot what it's going to be. Okay, so her parents went
okay.
to Las Vegas,
okay.
and she was flying private jets. And their thing was that all you had to do was pay for the fuel, and you could bring the jet wherever you wanted. So she's like, Dad, you want to go see Area 51? She's like, I'll show you what happens.
No.
Oh. He's like, sure. He was in the National Guard. I don't want to mention their names on the airboat. They were flying, they were like 20 miles out, all of a sudden they jammed over the radio. They're like, tail number N7, whatever it is, you're about to enter restricted airspace, you need to return to whatever it is course and divert away from such and such airline. She's like, okay, Dad, that was the first warning. We got two more. So they flew about another 5 or 6 miles, and then he described, he's like, all of a sudden the two F-16s come right up alongside both sides of the airplane. And they come over the radio. They're like, on 670, whatever it is, you need to turn your plane immediately and such heading this and that. She's like, okay, we got one more warning. They go about another 5 miles
out. The fighters are following her?
Yeah. She's like, we got one more warning. N7, whatever it is, turn immediately or you'll be shot down. And she said, and he always described, they flashed their wings to show that they were armed with the missile. She's like, okay, that's the one we got to turn. And they were like 10 miles out from Area 51.
Oh,
so they do take that security.
That's fantastic.
I'd be like, what the hell are you trying to do to me? You trying to scare old Dad? Those things are flying hot pickle.
And actually, it sounds like your cousin had done that previously as well to
yeah.
know that.
That's a known tale.
That's
what
they do in Las Vegas. Play the slots, eat the buffet, go crash Area
51. Go crash Area
51. How did I end up on this airplane with no markings?
Go check out the aliens and the...
You know what's paranormal? Rich has been trying to get a Wi-Fi signal for the last 20... He's wandering around the office with the iPad in the air.
Maybe we're using too much Wi-Fi on him?
I don't know. I pick up...
There, Rich, go ahead now.
Network, but I can't seem to...
Like a black sheep
get
out
of
my
wife.
Well,
I'll tell you, though, is on the streets of Las Vegas, I've seen a lot of aliens. They usually hand you these little cards with naked ladies and phone numbers on them. Wherever you go, they're just shoving them right in your face.
My favorite kinds of aliens.
She's hot, man.
Oh. So,
okay, Larry,
it's a dirty
next.
Job, but someone has
next.
To do it.
Next, I have Deanna Stinson. I couldn't find the article again, but I can't remember where this is out of. I think it was Ohio. She's a beauty school student. Her boyfriend died. Her boyfriend died. And she claims that he is haunting her pickup truck.
Her pickup truck? Does it say
yep.
where she is?
I can't find the article again for some reason.
Is that a Halloween country song?
I was just
going to
say.
Oh, that's the perfect makings for a country song.
My boyfriend died and he's haunting my F-150.
Country songs wouldn't have anything as small as an
F-150. They wouldn't. The guys that would write them from around here would.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're not real country. It's just like upstate New York.
I drive an F-150.
You do?
Yeah.
But you're not a redneck.
But that's true.
I don't
yeah,
know. We've
so
seen
have
the
you
truck
seen
with the dents. It's got more dents in it than
Larry, is that the end of the story? Or?
No, she.
Oh, yeah.
What's
she
her
hired,
name? What's her name, Larry?
Deanna Stinson. She hired a paranormal investigator, Paul Dale, and apparently she's hearing voices in her truck when she's alone. She's hearing.
The radio.
Yeah. She says she's being touched, and she wants it to stop. She wants it to stop. She says she wants it to stop. But the thing is, why would you be, if you are certain that it's your dead boyfriend and you miss him, why would, like, because she says she's creeped out in the article. I'm really creeped out.
Speaking of creeped out.
I'm really creeped out and I want it to stop. And the paranormal investigator says, we'll put a stop to it. But that's funny. And it says she hired the paranormal investigator. Would you consider what we do being hired?
Red flags all over the place with this
one.
Not at all.
Yeah, right? Like, you wouldn't hire us.
Well, if your initials are FB, you would.
This started happening only days after his death. I'm sorry.
Internationally known.
You can't even look at the number.
Thumbs up.
Yes.
Chiller Channel.
Sometimes.
There was a series on where they would tell these stories and then you'd guess if they were real or not based on like paranormal.
Like a, what was it, fact or fiction?
And there was one sort of like that where the guy died in a car accident and he went back to the hotel he was staying at to get the ring to mail it to his wife.
Wait, so he came back
and everybody in the hotel seen him even though he was dead.
Wow.
Was one of the episodes I remember seeing. So.
That's pretty cool.
Showing that love goes on after
death. That's your classic, you know, girl gets killed on prom night and then you drive by the cemetery and she has for a ride to prom or whatever and disappears.
What happens when the phone line is just laying on the grave and they keep calling?
Wasn't that a Twilight Zone?
Yeah. I'm getting ready for 48 hours of that tomorrow.
Oh,
that's
right.
Ooh, really?
Twilight Zone and the Three Stooges.
Every New Year's.
Well, actually, Netflix has Twilight Zone. You can watch it without commercials.
It's not the same.
Yes.
For Pete, it's the New Year's Twilight Zone marathon.
Well, he can watch it on Netflix.
It hasn't been the same.
You're so modern.
It hasn't been the same. Ever since Hickory Farms?
Yeah.
Ever since Hickory Farms got rid of the little chub, it hasn't been the same. I used to enjoy sitting on the couch with my chub, some crackers, munching away. Watching the
so you sit on your couch watching the Twilight Zone munching on your chub.
Yes.
Okay.
Put that chub right in your mouth.
3 years ago, I started the campaign right here on Facebook. Save the chub. You see where it is. They don't have the little chub anymore in the Hickory Farms assortment. Now they got some weird turkey ham flavored beef stick thing. Give me a break.
Tis a shame.
What a time to be alive.
I couldn't find Miss Simpson.
You couldn't find her.
Nothing like the chub.
There has been a lot of weird stuff. Like Zach Bagans bought that house. I don't know why that's funny.
Is that funny?
You all right, man?
Isn't his name
Bagans? Is it an Isengard?
He was thinking of Frodo Bagans.
Isn't it the Shire? Or
because wasn't Zach Bagans, Mike, that was always your nickname for him.
That's his name!
The guy from Ghost Adventures?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that his name?
That's his name.
That is his name.
It is
Baggins.
What do you think his name is?
His last name is Baggins?
Yes.
I had no idea that was his last name.
He was all over the paper once he dropped the ring in Mortimer.
Rich has internet.
Rich is connected.
Let's give you the floor.
Hello?
You should see the tinfoil hat that he's wearing right now. It's ridiculous.
He might be getting Wi-Fi.
Oh, God.
Would you do
that
wrong?
That was an ordeal.
Would you do wrong?
I don't know.
It was the standing on his head that did it.
Oh, yes.
What a guy's got to do to look at porn is
it's well worth the wait.
All right, Larry.
Anyway,
that's
all I got.
You got a page filled with notes.
That's it. I have this. I have the farmer. I have the tour bus. I have 31% of all Britain. And I have the haunted truck.
That's an incredible letdown of a full page of written notes.
Well, what else am I supposed to talk about?
I don't know. Make something up. It's paranormal.
Has anybody watched the new Revelation series?
No.
Man, I'm drinking.
I've seen the first one.
Was
first season.
It's
all right.
First season or first episode?
First season I watched.
It was on last night.
Let's see. It's on Netflix.
It's only two episodes. It's tonight and yesterday.
Well, then we're not talking about the same show.
Well,
Bigfoot sighting near Aurora, Nebraska, in 1959. Apparently,
that's the same. That's the same place I was at, and there all these articles
okay,
are
so
from.
I've been watching it on Netflix. We're not talking about the same people.
Okay, so let's talk about the movie Exodus. How is it possible that you can totally remove religion from a movie based on a religious character?
Did you see what happened with The Interview? I'm sure they could do a lot of things if they need to.
No, was it any good?
No.
I
haven't seen it.
Rotten Tomatoes didn't get a very high rating, so Rotten Tomatoes hated it the next Sunday.
So the whole conspiracy theory that Sony did it themselves so that they could boost ratings for the movie because it sucked.
So that means we cyber-attacked Korea for no reason?
I think that's what happened.
We cyber-attacked North Korea?
Yeah, we shut them down for like 2 days after they shut us down, allegedly.
Google has been out of China for...
How'd you miss the ghostly hand-goosing Santa Claus?
I was going to click on it, but then I didn't. But you did. So
I
let's
did.
Talk about that.
We can talk about this. Apparently, at a cemetery in New Jersey earlier this month, two people dressed as Santa and Mrs. Claus were putting flowers on headstones, and they apparently captured a misty hand around Santa's backside.
Oh, look at that. Even better, it's a fart.
Here, you pass that around somewhere. It's like a big ectoplasmic hand coming out of Santa's posterior end.
Pretty sure.
Did he recently have a colonoscopy?
It looks like a demon to me.
And you said nothing recent happens in the paranormal.
It's evil.
That's from this month, Larry.
Yeah. Damn, that's one dirty ass phone case.
I was gonna say that.
I ain't touching
that.
You
can pass that one along.
On a serious question, though, anybody out there who's listening, if you've ever used the app for the iPhone called Echo Vox, please call us and let us know if we should spend $20 to purchase that.
Oh. And another, okay, here's, okay, we were on a recent,
What?
What?
Okay, we were just recently doing something for a client, and the client took out his phone and started talking about an app that he had, a ghost talking app, and it was coming through saying all sorts of things, and he was really taking this seriously. Do not take those things seriously, please. If you're listening, don't. It's saying evil, it was saying devil and this and that. They're programmed. If it's an app, it's gotta be.
Poke the bear.
Anybody just hear that?
What? Sounded like a...
Larry ranted?
No, I heard it over underneath.
I heard that. What
was it this?
Yeah.
It definitely wasn't that.
No, it wasn't that.
So did we just experience paranormal activity?
I don't guess. Get off the ovulus.
Do you have
that?
I do.
Ovulus.
Oh.
It's obvious on the ovulus.
Rich is ovulating?
Satan made it for me.
Did you know that an Italian circus painted a bunch of puppies to look like pandas?
That was hilarious. I seen that.
Who did?
Satan. I've got
Satanists.
Satan painted puppies look like pandas.
Satanists.
An Italian circus. Look at what I got here. It's a bunch of pandas.
So if anybody is present with us, could you please talk to the ovilus? That is the weird computer-looking box on the table that says ovilus.
Just don't talk to the actual computer thing that's on the table, because that's a laptop.
That does not say laptop.
Or cell phone.
Are you a woman or a woman?
Dead air, dead
Yeah, there's weird
video.
There's weird stuff that's...
There's weird stuff that comes across on the radio show from time to time.
For anybody listening, we are hearing stuff over the microphone. And last week, the team actually captured what they believe to be an EVP in the radio broadcast. And we played it back, and it did sound like there were voices behind the voices. So now we're all listening. And this microphone is very sensitive, so... What did it say?
Boobies.
Poopies?
No, it said beat.
Beat?
Yeah.
Beat like... Beat or beat like the festival?
Beat like I'm gonna beat you if you don't wise up.
Hmm.
Beat. The thing that I've learned with...
Were you killed in this building?
the thing that I've learned with the Ovilus is it's a very sensitive device and it's very sensitive to batteries. You have to use really good batteries in order to make this thing actually work. And you have to learn how to reset it. At first it was giving me the same words over and over. I reset it, I changed the battery, and now I get a whole different set of vocabulary that comes through this device.
Or was that your girl?
No, I heard
it's a little girl.
What happened?
Well, Rome's Finest was just wandering by. So.
Yes.
Okay, we just lost half our table and ran outside.
Okay, on a different note, I recently purchased another piece of paranormal investigating equipment. I should have it by Friday. I had so much success with my spirit box, the little one, that I actually bought the new one, the new spirit box. The dual channel one with the sweeps, and it actually has two built-in speakers. Essentially what it is, it's two spirit boxes, two SPB7s combined into one. The unit's actually like four times bigger than the current spirit box we have. And in order for it to fully function, if you want to learn, listen to externally, you have to hook up actually two speakers to it. It has two built-in speakers, or you can hook up two separate speakers, but you can adjust the sweeps, so you can make it really fast, or you can make the sweeps really slow. Then you can either go to FM, AM, you can adjust forward, backwards. The only negative thing that I've, you know, I watched a lot of YouTube videos on it, and there was a lot of different groups evaluating it and listening to it, and the only thing is that the drawback I see, or the con against it, that's sort of noisy. Probably a little bit more noisy than the box that I have now.
Which is really noisy.
Yeah, so.
And if, like, when it's going off, you don't so much notice it until you suddenly turn it off,
right.
And there's that, like.
But however, the one thing that I've noticed with the spirit box in the last several times I've used it, essentially, is that it may be all chatter, but I'm finding things, I'm getting EVPs that are not coming from the box, but are going on during that session. You can tell it sounds like a voice. It's not coming through the radio. It's a voice that from a different source.
Yeah. We've experienced that a few times.
Yeah, the last investigation we did was at a member's house. And up in the one room, Mike and I were actually there. And we had the spirit box going. We asked a lot of different questions. And the only two deceased females that I have in my family are my two grandmothers. And they used to call me Dick, short for Richard. And so I didn't hear anything at the time that Mike and I were in the spirit box. This is a perfect example I was talking earlier. Then I went through and I started listening to everything on the computer, and I heard a woman's voice come through and say, "Dick." Clear as day. It wasn't like it wasn't like rushed. It was just "Dick," nice and slow. It was an older female voice. I mean, and it was clear as day. It wasn't amongst all the chatter. So I'm starting to get more and more of that. We had some EM pumps set up. We had the spirit box going. So I'm wondering if the spirit box, in addition to whatever comes up over the chatter, is also attracting EVPs from the environment.
Could be.
And you can't hear with your ear, but you're picking it up. We had another one we did in Clark's Mills where somebody yelled my name. And Jen said, "Did somebody just yell Rich?" I never heard anything. I was standing right next to her. But I went back and listened to it, and there was a clear day where there was a female voice that yelled my name out.
That's cool.
Clear as day. She heard it. I didn't hear it, and I was standing right next to her. So. The ovulus now says moist.
Did you drown in the Erie Canal?
That would make you moist. Do you like brownies?
Who is the little girl that's in this office? You said moist.
You know, I gotta say that I originally was a naysayer to the Melmeter, but after having used it for a while, the model that I have, I really like that. It's the Melmeter, I don't know, it's got the ATDD temperature sensor on it, and it's got the REM pod feature on it too. It's really cool. I like it, you get some good stuff.
Mine hasn't done anything.
No?
No. I mean, I've tried to get something to reach out and touch that REM. I haven't been able to do it. I mean, I pick up the temperature variations.
Yeah.
I pick up the change in the EM, but that's not exciting to me.
When,
what's exciting to me is when I ask something to touch the REM pod and all the lights go off.
When Pete
that's
and I
exciting.
Were on our lecture tour, we had that thing set up at our investigations, and several times it triggered fully, and nobody was around it. So it was pretty cool to see that.
Did you have any luck in Clark's Mills when you were using it with anything?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's a good universal tool because it's a thermometer and it's an EMF detector as well. So those things would register.
And it's and it doesn't do touch though.
It does do touch.
You're okay.
Yeah. And that blue light, the temperature, you could see when it's decreasing.
Yeah.
You didn't have that happen.
What was that?
I don't know. That was a weird noise.
It's sounds of AOL.
Thing.
Were you murdered here? Were you the person who was stabbed? Is that why you were moist?
Poor B, right? Were they in a fight before they were?
That's what I'm thinking.
Or they were stabbed in a fight.
Saturn could be the car.
The Oculus to me is still under investigation for me. It hasn't proven to me anything. I'm still evaluating it. Still giving it an opportunity to do something.
That was the model I was going to get. And I actually bought the predecessor of that model.
Is it one you got and like sent back? Like,
I sent it back and I told everybody here what happened, but every 19 seconds it would go through the same 8 words. It would start with word 1, 19 seconds later, word 2, 19 seconds later, word 3. And it would rotate all the way around every 19 seconds. And no mode that you changed would
stop
that. Oh, I reset it. I sent it back. I asked for a new one. So I just ended up getting my money back.
Well, I'm interested in using the new Spirit Box, the dual channel. The other thing I saw that was interesting is you can buy the K2 meters now with where you can plug an audio recorder into it. That looks really interesting. And the other one is the real-time EVP. I mean, that little voice recorder looks nothing more than like a cheap little Sony.
But they're still like $200,
aren't they? That I've ordered for, but it's supposed to do it in real time.
Yeah.
Explain a little bit more what that means when they say real time.
It records.
It says a built-in Spirit Box.
No, what it does is it records in real time and plays it back in real time. So, whereas now you have to listen to the audio recorder after you do a session and then look for sounds in there, that one, it sends it back through. So you can hear the voices in real time through the speaker as they're taking place.
But is it worth the $300 I want?
It's the only device that does that. That particular subset of device, the real-time EVP, there's a lot of different brands out there. Some of them are probably the Hack Shack, you know, equivalent.
But wouldn't the same thing happen if you were to just plug headphones into your audio recorder as you're using it with a microphone?
If you have a very high-end audio recorder, like the ones that we have, if you have headphones on while you're doing your recording, you could hear live what's getting recorded.
Yeah, I've done that before with mine.
It's still a $300 device. So either somebody's going to spend $300 to get the audio recorders like we have, or they're going to spend $300 to get a real-time EVP player recorder. They both do essentially the same thing.
Okay. So I'm really not missing out on much not having one.
No, because we have the devices that have that feature as a, you know, built-in side effect of the device.
The other thing that I thought was interesting that I came across are these portable EM pumps. The EM pump that I have and the white noise generator box are about this big.
Deck of cards.
Yeah, now they have them where it's nothing more than just a small little rectangle.
Yep.
And you plug directly into it a 9-volt battery. There's no container for the 9-volt, just snaps right into the back.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick these things up for like $19.
Yeah.
And you just plug the 9-volt, set them in all over the place, and it generates pulses of the EM.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, because usually the EM pumps long ago were big.
Mm-hmm.
And according to AC power. And they shrink them down to little DC ones.
Yep.
Now they got the little tiny ones where you can just kind of put them next to. And to be honest with you, every time I do an EVP session, I always put an EM pump next to my recorder.
Yeah.
Always.
Would the purpose of that be to put energy out that something can use to manifest?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, boy, do she manifest.
I mean, there's a couple different theories. First of all, it uses the energy to manipulate it, give it strength, if you will, so it can give a response or an answer. Or sometimes it's almost like a beacon.
Yeah.
It pulses the energy out, and they can sense that, or they can see that, or whatever, and they can come to it, like attract to it, like a moth to a flame. So you put it right with the recorder. So I've had much better success with EM pumps doing my recordings than I had when I did them previously.
before I'd get nothing for 2 hours, and then I start using EM pumps, and then I start getting, you know, some low whispers, and then I get some good voices. The best one I got probably is I have on my iPad is when I asked who the president was, and immediately responded. I said, "Who's the president?" And not even 1 second delay, it said Nixon. I mean, just like that, clear as day. I mean, there was no, well, kind of sounds like Nixon. I mean, it was Nixon, just like that.
I've always been a fan of the EM speaker. Did you have that? You have it, don't you?
Yeah, that thing is pretty cool. I mean, I tested that out just to see how it was. I mean, I plugged it in one of my audio recorders, or actually I plugged it into my iPhone,
mm-hmm.
the actual speaker, and I played like AC/DC Back in Black, and just let it play. You couldn't hear anything. And then I plugged the little recorder unit, EM recorder, into my voice recorder, and I let it run for about 5 minutes. And then I just made a whole bunch of noise, you know, just banging on things and blasting my TV and everything. And the only thing it recorded was the AC/DC Back in Black. But you couldn't even hear it playing.
If you hold a pair of a lineman's headset, close to it, you could hear it through that as well, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I put a K2 up next to it, and the K2 was pulsing like it would with the song. So I mean, which is pretty good. So essentially, when we do an investigation, sometimes we're a little bit noisy bunch, and we're trying to, you know, do EVCs, people are talking, walking around. But you set that thing up, and you don't even have to worry about talking. I mean, you're going to get an answer, and it's going to be an EM answer.
Yeah.
I've yet to catch anything on that as a yet. So, we'll see.
It's all experimental.
Yeah, it is. Yes, that's what I bought. Yeah. The only thing about that, Steve, is that they said online, and Chris Fleming did an excellent video. He sells them, Chris Fleming, through Ghost Outlet. But he actually did a video, and he had all kinds of things coming through. He had a dog crying. You could hear a dog whimpering. You could hear a whip. Like a dog was getting whipped, which is sort of disturbing. He said, this next one's a little disturbing. But the only thing he said about it, it's an amazing device, except it is a little noisy. More noisier than the other one. So I guess if I run it through Audacity, I'm going to have to put some filters or something. Kind of tune some of that out. So.
What was it, Steve?
Video. Video is a common one that I come up with every once in a while. This thing just responds to what's in the environment based on the strength of the energy level, what it detects. So video must be set at a certain level.
Frequency, yeah.
Certain frequency, and it just picks it up. Like Dave, when I first bought the Ovilus, I was getting the same words. Not every 19 seconds, but it would give me 3 words, and that's all it would give me. And then I basically went online, I changed out for a good battery in it, I reset it, and then I started getting different words. But the most amazing thing is when we did the Rucker Mansion, I did the speech mode, and I actually heard a name come out. It said Tom.
Oh, the phonetic mode?
The phonetic
mode, where it builds
its
own words?
Yes. So that actually was sort of cool. And you could actually...
That has that on that? I didn't
know
that.
It's got the phonetic mode, it's got a white noise generator, if you just want to generate white noise. Dictionary mode is what it's in right now. It's got a drawing mode, where it'll like draw on the screen.
Is that a K2 meter at the top?
It has an EMF detector.
Yeah, EMF
detector.
And it's also got a thermal flashlight. That's what the two little white bulbs are. The two things it seems that everyone's building in all their components now is thermal flashlights. You notice that even the Melmeter now has a thermal, and even that spirit box I bought, the new one, has a thermal flashlight built into it.
That's the one that lights up when it senses the temperature?
It lights up colors.
That's the
obvious
for.
Like there's a whole subset of paranormal research out there where they're replacing thermal cameras with thermal flashlights because they're much cheaper. So what you can do is you could set up like a stop motion video or like a camera that has like a 1 minute shutter. So once the camera's triggered and it's on that 1 minute shutter, a guy will actually walk through and he'll meter the area and it'll essentially paint the scene with red and blue and orange and yellow and whatnot according to the temperature of the scene.
Okay.
So it's not a real time thermal imager. But you know.
That is neat.
And it's pretty cool.
Now, the other thing, just to go back real quick and end the discussion about the new spirit boxes, the one I have now, I've got a Faraday cage. You got to get it really in there. You got to get the speaker in there and everything in order to fully work. But these new ones have an antenna shut off, so you can shut the antenna off. Hence, you don't have to worry about the Faraday cage. So all that chatter goes away.
Do you need an external speaker or does
No, it's got two built-in speakers and they're much louder.
Great, great.
However, I like the external speakers because then I can get one that's got a fuller bass to it, so it's not so squelchy.
Yeah. Can you hook up an external speaker for those?
Yes, you would need two external speakers if you're running two bands. If you're just running one band, then one speaker.
Does it pick up Bluetooth?
Bluetooth?
Yeah.
No. I'm sure that'll probably be one of the next things they end up putting.
That would be a nice addition.
Bluetooth.
If you had like one of those Bose little.
I love. Even my phone is on. I love Bluetooth.
Yeah.
You know, Bluetooth is one of the oldest innovations out there. I mean, they were working on Bluetooth back in the 90s. They had it made.
Yeah.
And now people are like, oh my God, I got Bluetooth. That's like 20 something years old.
Yeah.
It's the same waste.
Bluetooth is a waste. I like Bluetooth.
I do too.
How much does usually an Ovilus, like, how much does that run?
$279.
$279?
No. You can't really get the 3s anymore. The 3s were the most popular Ovilus, so they sold out pretty good. So what they did is they developed the Ovilus 4. And looking at the pictures, what it is it's really an Ovilus 3. And they put a little, like, rectangle on the top of it with a little touch screen.
Oh, okay.
Instead of having the robotic voice, they now have a male or a female voice.
Mm-hmm.
And the male voice is?
Dave Schrader.
Yeah.
Darkness Radio.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people
don't
like that.
No. I don't need to hear the male voice. I mean, if it says waste and I hear it robotically, to me that's fine.
Yeah.
But now they want about $300 for the Ovilus 4.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to be selling as good as Ovilus 3. I think the Ovilus 3 was the most popular. They did revise this once and put the LEDs back in a little bit so you might stick out. They put them back in a little bit, and they must have some problems with people breaking the LEDs or something.
Definitely seems like a Swiss Army knife of an investigative tool.
A lot of
very
tools
controversial.
That you see now.
Very controversial. It's kind of one of those fringe pieces of equipment. I mean,
definitely.
Dave and I think agree on a lot of things. Dave's more the conventional, proven equipment. You know, like he's still feeling out the Melmeter, but the Melmeter is really based on scientific equipment that's been around for a long time. Where I'm just trying to get more fringe stuff. Test it, like the obvious is completely fringe.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit boxes are very fringe.
Yeah.
EM pumps are fringe. I mean, all that to actually use it in a paranormal setting. But the only way you're going to know if any of this stuff works is if you test it.
If you test
it. You know, and some of it might not have worked. This obvious may never prove anything to me. I don't know. But, you know, some people don't like it. Some people got amazing results. There's a local team I talked to that had some amazing results with theirs. So maybe it just needs to be in the right environment.
To me, the limiting factor. It's price.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I have a kit that has tons of stuff in it, but if I have a $300 millimeter and then a $300 Ovilus and then a $300 this, and three, you know, that adds up. So
yeah.
If I'm going to buy something, I want to make sure that it's something that has actually been proven. Not that, I mean, this is a very popular device, and I bought one and I tested it, and mine didn't work out very well, but that's not to say that the new ones don't. But you brought up a good point. It's like a Swiss Army knife. Many of the devices that are out there nowadays, they're trying to bridge that gap so that the people don't have to buy 8 different devices. There's one device that has 9. Like the top of the line Melmeter is $379, I think, and it has a vibration sensor, K2 mode, digital EMF. It has the ATDD temperature sensor. It has the REM pod feature. It's got like 8 things in one. And, I mean, that's okay if you're going to spend $300, $400 on that.
Yeah.
If you bought those 8 individually, it would cost you $800. So
right. But what they're trying to do is a lot of this equipment now that I see online when I look for stuff, they're combining 3 main components that investigators need in a dark house investigating. Flashlight, some kind of energy detector or something that can detect EM, and something that communicates to the spirits. Hence the Ovilus combined. The Ovilus was the Ovilus, then there was a Semmeter. And then just now it's the Anomaly Meter and the Ovilus. Now it has all 3 of them. So they're trying to combine the 3 best ones. And I think the Melmeter will probably be the next one that's going to become actually the ultimate Swiss Army knife.
Probably.
They'll probably put in some kind of spirit box in their necks and everything else. Because I think the people who make the Melmeters are also involved in making the spirit boxes.
It's funny, if you go to the Melmeter website, usually when a product like that comes out, they do a run of like version 1, and then they say, okay, version 2, and then one obsoletes eventually and you never see it again. On the Melmeter website, ProMeasure.com or whatever it is, there's literally 20, 25 different models of this thing out there. And you can still buy the very first one. And they're all very similar in price, so you might as well get the one that has the most features for what you need.
Did you hear about the Alice box?
The what?
Alice box.
Takes you to Wonderland.
I was just looking at the Andrews box. Those are 260.
The Alice box, I think you run right off your iPod or Android device.
What is that one? I remember the name. I don't remember.
It's like an Ovilus, spirit communication tool.
Oh.
That uses the equipment that's inside the iPads and the Androids to communicate.
See,
and it puts responses up on the screen.
The stuff that uses tablets and cell phones and stuff, that's always, you know, it sends up red flags to me because those devices are designed for specific things, whereas the Ovilus and the Melmeter and all those things have specialized circuitry in them to facilitate whatever measurement it's doing. So to push a Wi-Fi antenna to register EMF, or more appropriately a 3G or 4G antenna which does detect EMF, to push those in that direction, you know, I don't necessarily. It's gimmicky. I think it's kind of gimmicky.
Like the old ghost radar.
Yeah, I did an article in Haunted Times magazine, or no, it was Tap Sparrow magazine, about the cell phone apps for ghost hunting.
Wasn't
and there's a lot of people
David
that use them.
D. Prospero who wrote
that? Yeah, I don't know if it was the correct spelling of my last name, but there's a team out there who actually specializes in full investigations using only apps on their cell phones and tablets. They won't use any of the mainstream stuff. They only use apps. And they come out with some interesting stuff, but I don't know.
It's for entertainment. So obviously you're going, if you're downloading something hoping to catch a ghost and that thing says you'll catch a ghost, you're going to catch something that says I'm a ghost.
Yeah.
It's made for that.
It's like slot machines, you know what I mean? The old mechanical ones in Vegas,
yeah.
The one-armed bandits, I trust those more because it's a series
yeah,
of gears and
yeah.
wheels. And it's going to kind of go wherever it wants to go. Then you go to the casino now, and it's all
computerized
they which they can control the odds
yeah.
better. They can do this and that.
Yeah.
So you're putting your money in there thinking, oh, I could win. And it's like, nah,
there's
it depends on what they program
in
off the iPad. They can walk down there and say, wait a minute, let's change the odds.
Yeah.
And right through the Wi-Fi, and who programs all the machines.
And I've always told this story about the lady that came up to us at a convention that we were situated at. We were outside. This little old lady, well, not little old, but she was a little lady. She came up to us. She was terrified, and she had her cell phone in her hand, and it was the ghost radar, like the cheap,
yeah.
free ghost radar app. And she's like, can you look at this, please? It looks like I have spirits all around me. They follow me everywhere I go. I can't get rid of them. I'm terrified. I don't know what to... And I was like kind of starting to laugh because I thought she was playing. I mean, we talk about this thing all the time, saying, my God, who actually downloads it? This lady was genuinely scared, and once I realized that she wasn't joking around with me, you know, I spent a few minutes and I explained to her that it doesn't matter who holds it, where you put it, it's always going to show these little blips and bleeps. There are people out there who...
First ScareCon, I was the only one at the booth, a woman came up to me with the exact same, and she bought... Because I guess at the time there was a free version and a paid version.
Yeah.
She only got the free one.
Yeah.
And all the ghosts pop up in different colors.
Yes.
So she figured since she's got the free one, it didn't come with why they were different colors.
Yeah.
And she figured since I was a professional, I knew the color coordination of the ghost on her.
You
ghost
know,
radar.
If anybody out there has an
just like
Android,
Batman, right?
Yeah.
Just stay away when they're all blue.
If anybody out there has an Android phone, you could download a free app called Andro Sensor. And what Andro Sensor does is it goes through a digital readout of all the different sensors that are on an Android phone. So you could see the electromagnetic field detection based on the cellular antenna. You can see the Wi-Fi signal strength. Did you hear that?
That was unmistakable.
That was a voice. It goes through the temperature.
Pete.
altimeter, relative humidity. It goes through all those, the vibration, it gets sensed. Whatever sensor is inside the phone, it'll show you that. So, mm-hmm. you know, that stuff is right there. It's not like it's buried with, you know, wizards in there making the thing work.
You don't have to be a doctor to figure it out.
No, it's just, it's a sensor readout. And a lot of these apps just kind of
play off of them.
Yeah, they take advantage of
it. Naturally does anyway.
Yeah.
Now, what about using those raw capabilities? So let's say I didn't want to invest in an EMF detector.
Right.
And I had that app. Now, yeah. That's just the capabilities of the phone.
That's the raw capability of the 3G or 4G antenna to pick up signal strength measured as electromagnetic variations. And it'll tell you in milligauss and in teslas what the phone is reading. And it's not anything paranormal. It's the physical characteristics of the antenna. So if you don't want to invest in a millimeter, or if you don't want to invest in a K2 or any of these things.
K2 against the power box. It's not paranormal,
right.
But it'll tell you.
Pull your phone out,
use
Andro sensor, and it'll tell you to the best extent of what the phone can do, what power or what frequency measurement you're seeing in milligauss.
But the thing is that, I mean, I'm sure these things work accurately in what they read. But the problem is that people misinterpret what they
absolutely.
See.
Absolutely.
And they think
yeah.
there's something
yeah.
going on,
yeah.
that there's a ghost, or
yeah.
there's ghost radar. It's like, boop, there's a ghost here, boop, there's a ghost there. The thing can't detect ghosts.
No.
It can only detect
environmental
changes.
And that's the scary thing, because nowadays we have so much stuff around us. Wi-Fi, Bluetooth,
yeah.
cellular. Radio, television, the HD broadcast—it's
Big Brother.
Why do you think we're getting so many EVPs now?
It's
ridiculous. Think of all the carrier frequencies that are flying through
yep.
the air as energy
yep.
that spirits could use.
That brings up a good point, though. What if though it's not an EVP?
It's just a characteristic
up,
of
like in the day when you chrome out the old portable or. Cordless phones.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you pick up your neighbor's conversation.
Yep, exactly.
But when you ask a question and it gives you an answer.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying every day. I'm just saying
yeah.
that, you know, especially those random EVPs that you just pick up. Like, you just hear a snippet of, like, a woman laughing.
Yep.
Like, how do you know it's not somebody?
Right.
Right. And then what we do with those, like, you know, is we just say it's a finding. We can't basically tie that to anything paranormal.
No, the direct response to a question definitely adds a lot of veracity to it.
But now, for the people that are hypersensitive to these apps and to the paranormal and who are terrified of it, and they pick one of those things up, I mean, all the rational explanations in the world that this stuff is around you constantly, these signals and waves, and this is just picking up on them, to them, they're being targeted. They are plagued by the paranormal. There's a ghost chasing them.
That power of suggestion.
Yep.
Oh, did you hear something? And I didn't hear anything, but I said that, and now somebody thinks that I'm hearing something.
Yeah.
I did that in a public investigation. I had a group of people that were really annoying the crap out of me. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
a bunch
course.
Of kids and everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? And I said, you know what, let's just see how truthful these people are being with me. Okay? I wasn't out to deceive anyone. I said, let's see how truthful. I'm like, oh my God, I think something just touched me. Yeah, something just touched me. All of a sudden, the group of people I'm talking about, yeah, something just touched me. Oh my God, it just touched my leg. Oh my God, I just felt it touch my ear. I'm like, yeah, see?
Yep.
And then right then and there, I discredited. I mean, they had no credibility with me whatsoever. And, so that kind of thing, it's like, once in a while I'll do that if I got an unruly group, just to kind of test to see where they are. Because when you're a paranormal investigator, and the honesty meter's on, and you're saying, I think something just touched my leg, or I heard a voice, I'm going to look at you and hope and think that you're being honest with me, that you really think something happened.
Yeah.
Like Dave said, it might be like kind of like you got yourself built up to, like with these apps, that you think you heard something. But when I say it, and all of a sudden you're agreeing with me, and that nothing happened to me, then you know that there's no credibility, man. You got to dismiss that kind of thing. So, and yeah, I've done it on some investigations.
That's funny.
Like that, so.
That is cool.
It's in the kitchen.
So we are down to our last 2 minutes.
What's in the kitchen, pizza?
I got pizza in my car.
Hours? What does that mean?
It's there.
That never came up before.
Oh, no, it's cornered.
Happy New Year!
This seems to be where it's always been.
And from the personal investigation.
Like, strongest. It's lair, if you will.
So real quick, if you're in the Rome, New York area, on January 10th at the office here, we'll be teaching Paranormal Investigating 101. The cost is $15. The class is limited to 20 participants from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we will teach you our stuff. Also coming up on February 14th, which is also Valentine's Day at 1 o'clock, we'll be at the Guile Ford, New York Historical Society giving our first presentation for the year.
And we're looking forward to a very exciting 2015. We hope you are too. We thank you for tuning in with us this entire year, and we hope that you join in with us in the coming year as well. And we wish everybody a safe, happy, and healthy 2015.
That's why he needs to be mayor.
And I should also point out, on April 18th, we'll be in Woodbridge, New Jersey at the New Jersey Paranormal Expo.
What date is that again?
April 18th. It's a Saturday.
Where else?
Wisconsin.
We're working on the Salem convention
that's
the week
it.
Before.
That I might be able to make.
That would be great.
And we're working on setting up a few other events, and it's going to be a fun and exciting year.
Woohoo! Yay! Go Red!
Okay, so we got two more minutes.
Oh,
okay.
I was rushing you for no reason.
Sorry.
And now, 2 minutes of silence.
You know, 2014 was a pretty big year for us.
It was a pretty banner year.
It was. We grew the group. We had some really good core members, made some new friends. The social aspect of the group is getting better. We're doing more together as a group outside of just investigating. We had some great events. We had two really good events. The Shops and Rutgers Mansion went over really well. I know the Fulton one did well, too. It always does well. We're pretty popular down that way. So,
yeah.
2015 is going to present some challenges for us to top what we did in 2014, but Pete's already got things started, so we're hoping to really impress you for 2015, so stay tuned.
And if you need help on our Facebook page, please stop by and like Rome Investigators of the Paranormal. We now have the forums back up, which were gone for a while because we were hacked by the Russians again.
North Koreans.
No, this is actually the Russians.
Oh, the Russians.
So the forms are up. If you need free paranormal assistance anywhere in the tri-state area, please fill out the form.
Or if you're interested in submitting a membership form, we have the membership form up there too as well. So.
But you have to bring cookies to every meeting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the ticket.
That's the requirement right there.
So
they
we
have to be good ones though.
Thank you all for being a part of RIP.
Thank you.
I always enjoy your company. We should give a shout out to our Father Bonifaci. I don't know where
Duche
came from.
It's always good to hang out with you guys. You're an entertaining bunch.
We wish you well.
I've been saying that my whole life.
We
work reviews.
Well.
Eh, you're entertaining.
You're pretty entertaining.
Report cards.
And I do. If this break is almost over, but this summer I definitely want to try to tag along on a big an investigation where something's going to happen.
And we would love that.
Not just somebody's house that it's like in, but like someplace that you know you're
going
to.
Well, you know, investigating is like fishing, right? I fished for 30-something years, man. I've got some of the best tackle. I got my best spots. I measure the water temperature the night before, and I'll go there, and some days I'll catch my limit, and some days I'll go there, and I might as well just be sitting there naked blaming myself because I don't even know that. Not a single thing.
Rich just took this to a whole new level.
Yes, he did.
Thank you all.
Have a good night. Happy New Year, all.
Thank you, God. Bye. Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Oremus precepit, oremus manate. Et ad veni institutionis formati.
Amen.